This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So what, Randall, do you mean that it seems to make a lot of sense for you? Let's go on.
Well, like Diane was saying, we ourselves look to study things in the past to give us clues about what's going on in the present and possibly the future. So, for example, when they broke into the tombs in Egypt, they found grains, ancient grains and other things in there that they were able to study. So there you go. There's an example of looking back thousands of years in time to what that was like then. Another example is ice cores. So down in the Antarctic, they'll take a drill and they'll take cores. And the deeper you go into the ice, the farther back in time that you go. You literally are doing kind of the same thing as you're talking about. Scientists do that all the time. So if you could time travel, sure, why not? Yeah. It would be a wonderful research tool.
I think that it is an organized effort. I don't think time travelers just come waltzing through the mist. I think that it could be a quasi-military group or military, kind of like the Starfleet. Or could be more like the Empire. I'm not too sure the direction we're going. Or college students, maybe various kinds. But I don't think that it would be allowed that you just come back on your own or for a holiday or something. It's much more serious than that, I believe. But yeah, if you can, you know, why climb Mount Everest? Well, because it's there. Why go back and look at the ancestors? Well, because they're there, and we understand ourselves better because we look at them. And then it could be that they're kind of annoyed that we've contaminated the planet. Now, that's maybe yes and maybe no, but, you know, if you bury nuclear waste, the half-life can be 100,000 years or longer. Some materials are shorter, but much of what we bury, bury badly. I mean, it's like in temporary storage because we filled up the permanent storage, and we've been too nonchalant about things like that. The same way as we probably were too nonchalant about dropping nuclear bombs on Japan. That's up for debate, but
huge debate between the pro-nuclear and the anti-nuclear. They both have different points to make, and they both tend to cherry-pick those points so that it makes whatever their view is seem like the most logical point that there is. But there is no question that when we come to the nuclear waste problem, that it's a big problem. And it has been handled irresponsibly in the past. That it's going to be around a lot longer than any of us are going to be alive. So that's pretty hard to deny.
And we're leaving that to our great-grandchildren.
Well, who knows exactly what will happen. Maybe our great-grandchildren will figure out a way to use it somehow. Who knows? I mean, one of the common defense is that I hear for the nuclear industry is that the efficiency of the nuclear power plant is so much greater than, say, that of fossil fuels. But what you don't hear them say is the context for that. And one of those contexts is that really only 1% of the fuel actually gets used to create energy, and the rest ends up getting buried. There's this huge amount that actually becomes useless. But maybe in the future, it won't be. Maybe they'll know where to go dig it up again and use it for something else. Who knows?
Or they may not even know what it is they're digging up. Maybe they think it's a wonderful relic and it's buried nuclear waste.
Right.
Yeah, who knows?
Like in Planet of the Apes, when they come back and go into the cave and find the nuclear bomb. Anyway, that's getting kind of off track, but yeah, I can see time travel as a really good research tool. Reason number seven. Oh, and here we go. A great interest in all things nuclear. So here we go again. We just kind of covered that to some degree. So, you know, maybe they figured out, a way that maybe they're mapping it or they've lost track of it and they want to know where it is. And so they can dig it up in the future.
Right. In a later chapter, I go into the Malmstrom turning off of the nuclear codes at Minot and Malmstrom and all of that from the 1970s. And Los Alamos was harassed by little green lights that zapped around in the sky in 1948. And I go into it in depth, but that's why I was kind of brief with it there on Reason 7, because, I guess I said that. We'll detail it in upcoming chapters.
I have a question to ask of you, because we go back to the early part of the book, Chapter 2. The tic-tac capsule UFOs, we've all heard about this. So are the things being photographed, seen now, reported by the U.S. Navy, and apparently even Trump liked the picture he saw? Forgetting that for the moment,
yeah.
Are those time travelers?
Well, Jack Sarfati sure thinks so. He actually put together his low-power warp theory by looking at the tic-tac footage and seeing how it moved. There are interesting things. If you're profiling it, it looks like the Navy pilots and the tic-tac pilots or guidance system or whatever was in there were kind of like two Top Gun, bunches of Top Gun competing. To me, they were very human in how they enticed the Navy pilots and would zoom around and end up behind them. And Fravor said, "Man, I'd like to fly one of those."
Diane, what you're telling me here is they are sure doing everything they can to interfere with us.
Well, yeah, they absolutely. They would have known that the Navy was going to be there doing maneuvers because they were always between San Diego and Tijuana.
Yes, but the thing, this is the paradox again about time travel. Hate to interrupt you. This is the paradox about time travel. They're doing all this to interfere with us now. Can they predict or do they know what impact what they do will have on their future? A tiny movement now, a tiny movement can change someone's life. Somebody will not land that particular day in that location, thus will not be hit by a car, thus his wife will not be traumatized for the rest of their lives, as their children will not be born. You see the point. The tiniest thing you do in terms of coming back, so tiny we can't even conceive of it now. Anything that makes any change at all in somebody else's life in the past can wipe you out of existence. This is the old Back to the Future syndrome, where his parents didn't get together, and therefore the Michael J. Fox character, of course, is before he was born, but his character doesn't exist because his parents never got together, so he has to go back through time, or as part of his mission in time, bring them together. Of course, changes are made because of that, but we can go into that, too. The slightest movement, thing you do in the past changes the future, or is that what was meant to happen, so we're simply fulfilling the destiny and going back through time and doing what we have to do, and our computers say that. In order to accomplish this, you have to go back through time and do thus and so, and therefore what you do will therefore create the conditions that we have now. If you don't do it then, well, the 12 monkeys, so many different scenarios about time travel. We've got a lot more to come. And as you see, time travel takes us endlessly into different worlds or trying to figure out our own world. I think space travel would be easier. Future humans and UFOs, time for new thinking from Diane Tessman. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast. Need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So again, Diane Tessman, sometimes I think it's easier when we look at all the complications of time travel to say, I'd rather they be E.T.
But according to physics, there is a 0% chance that Michael J. Fox, I had this worded before, that his parents wouldn't have gotten together. You can't change. I ought to get Jack Sarfati on here for you. The Novikov principle is that there's 0% chance of you killing your grandfather because because you're here, because it didn't happen. Prime Directive is a dramatic helpmate of Star Trek. There was so much dramatic in Back to the Future, but it wasn't good physics. And I don't know physics well enough to even get it worded, let alone to defend an idea. I just know that it's accepted that you don't actually change the past. There is a many worlds theory that every little thing you do creates an alternate reality, but it's not you that goes into that alternate reality. Not you with a capital Y-O-U. It is another you that goes into the alternate. That's, far out stuff. But we've come to accept kind of pop ideas that may not be accurate. Anyway, I can't defend that any better than that. But, future humans are flawed. We're flawed. Why do they abduct people? Well, because humans abduct people. We've abducted entire tribes of Native Americans. We've committed genocide. How many wars have we had? And people will say, well, future humans, animal mutilations, that's really bad of them to come back and do that to those animals. Well, it is, but we kill how many cows a day? Well, right now the supply line screwed up, but we kill millions, tens of millions of cows for our hamburgers, pigs. It's not that they are, I think that we're ascended masters from the future. I think we're us. And so the fact that they were waiting for the Tic Tacs, they would have had to be waiting. They could have gotten out of the way, but there's a possibility that maybe it's about time for disclosure. Maybe they wanted the Navy to have to say, we don't know what that is. And maybe the Navy is actually happy to say it, or somebody, not, it's hard to believe a military group is happy about, but maybe it's time that there be a drip toward disclosure, and maybe that was part of it.
But what kind of disclosure are we talking about, Diane? If they are our descendants, if they're us from the future, do we say, hi, folks, the UFOs are really here from the 27th century, whatever, and they're coming here from the 27th century, and they're here to say hello or fix things? How can we even say that or even have people understand that, assuming that's what it is? In fact, if anything, that would argue against disclosure, wouldn't it?
Well, we could say, folks, there are future humans here, and also ETs are here. Because, again, it doesn't exclude ETs. I'm sure people would be shocked that that ETs were disclosed as well. I'm not sure why they'd be more shocked that it's their own species. But maybe it's at a point where they just can't hold back all of this anymore. Maybe there's something in our timeline where we really have to either grow up or start to become extinct. I mean, we've kind of lost vigor as a species. We're turning on each other. Maybe it's just a bad, rough patch. But maybe there's some permanent damage from various events. So I'm not sure. Now, I do think that future humans would be more feared by the powers that be, because it seems to me that people, at first they'd be shocked, and then they might say, well, those people, kind of my grandchildren, do they have the cure for cancer? Could they fix my husband's Parkinson's? What about the wildfires in the Amazon? Do they have artificial intelligence robots to go in there and put them out, and we won't have to lose firemen, and we can save the Amazon? There's all sorts of things that they have that could help the condition of Earth, if only they would.
But maybe they can't. You see, that's the paradox again. How can they do that?
Maybe this is the point where they do.
But the thing is, like, what Gene is getting at here is that it can't be both ways. It has to be one way or the other, unless the universe, the greater universe outside of ours, changes its rules. So in the type of time travel you're talking about, where it would be impossible to come back to change something in the future that makes any difference, the logical consequence of that is that everything is preordained. The entire future and past of our existence is written in stone. So there's no point to them to come back to try and change anything because it's all part of the plan. That's part of the principle that you were talking about.
But if they don't come back, why? They must come back, you see.
Well, yeah, maybe they do, but they can't affect anything. It becomes impossible to affect anything, so there is no free will.
Well,
everything is fate, then.
No, it's not that. It's not just that it's the humans that have a timeline. It's that reality itself has a path. Every planet would have a general path, and whether there could be, I can't get it into words. It's not a matter of, oh, this is my fate. I must. No,
it has
looking
to be.
At that, us as that, a species. I mean,
well, we were talking about logic, right? So you want logic. If you want the logic of it, then especially if we're talking about something like the Novikov self-consistency principle, then that requires that there be determinism. It can't work any other way.
Well, why does physics accept it? It's not just a...
it does.
It's an accepted principle.
Well, right. But the principle is dependent upon initial assumptions, right? The premises. And the premises are laid out and the variables are laid out in such a way that the result is that if that's how it works, then everything is predetermined. It has to be. So it may be possible that that's what's going on, but there would be no purpose to coming back to change anything because it can't be changed, like you have already said. If we're already there in the future, it must be the case that our grandparents were alive.
We've got more to come with Gene and Randall and Diane. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of 3 children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness is only happening to kids who've had COVID-19.
Children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome. These are children who come in who don't present the symptoms that we normally are familiar with COVID.
Another staffer in the White House has tested positive for COVID-19. First, a personal valet for President Trump tested positive for the virus. On Friday, it was revealed that Vice President Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, also tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have the robotic J. Randall Murphy there, because he is traveling back through time. You know, it still takes us back to the other crazy theory, which is every time you change something in time, you don't change that timeline. You create a brand new one. Therefore, that's the multiverse. So if I do something in Earth 415, it changes the thing in Earth 417 because it creates Earth 417. If you get my drift here, the mere act of changing time doesn't change our time. It changes that in a parallel universe.
Right. And I was going to say, Dr. Sarfati is 80 years old. He feels a great imperative to get his low power warp into funding and testing, because he openly says that he has a shared consciousness with contact that he had when he was 13 years old. And they give him, I don't know if they give him his physics, he's a brilliant man, but he feels that if he doesn't, he must create this in the time that's left to him in order to give them their mode of travel, more or less. So again, if he just said, well, I guess I'll just sit down and watch TV, I don't have to create it, they wouldn't be in the sky then. They wouldn't exist. End of species. So if you look at him as an individual who's trying to create the future, he has to create the future, he feels. And so that's kind of a counter point to what you were saying. It's not just dead fatalism. It's that this is what we're in existence for, to evolve. You got to look at it from a species standpoint.
It can't be both ways, though. That's the thing. It's not like we can just switch our view when it's convenient because we'd like to believe this or that, right?
No, I don't think that is a switch of a view.
Well, it is if you're looking at one view or version of time travel, where Gene says, however, what Gene brought up, that's another version of time travel, which is also possible if you look at it logically, and then
still,
you don't have to worry about it.
You're still locked into your little path, and there are a zillion trillion other paths from the decisions you and everybody else made. You didn't meet your girlfriend, you did meet your, you know, it's, you're still on your path.
The difference is that if you've got someone that comes from outside of our particular universe into this one from another one that is branched off, then you're not dealing with the same person who has continued on in the universe that we're already in.
Right.
So, in other words, say we have what can look like time travel. In other words, is say we have an identical universe to ours, only it's advanced, say, 200 or 300 years from ours. But otherwise, everything about it is exactly the same. And there's no reason that that can't be the case. Now, if it's possible to travel from that one to this one, then it's going to look like to those travelers that they have gone backward in time. But what they've actually done is changed universes. And then they can come into this one. They can meet the grandparents, that, you know, their grandparents, their other copy of their grandparents. Anything can happen in this one, and they don't have to worry about it. It's not going to change anything in this particular universe. It's just ours is going to continue evolving the way it already is.
I don't think time necessarily should be thought of as another universe, because then I'm in another universe than I was 2 seconds ago, and now I'm in yet another universe because time is going forward and time is a universe. I don't quite get that. So there are 300 years ahead. That's not their universe. That's us. I mean, I know what you're saying.
I think what he's pointing to is if you change something in the past, you're forking that timeline into another universe.
Exactly. So, like, consider universes.
You can't change something in the past. So
what I'm saying is if you consider universes to be like, do you use a regular desktop computer, for example? Mm-hmm. You must, right? So,
yeah.
You know, when you go into the file system and you see all the folders in there, right? Well, let's suppose that you have one universe, and it's in one folder. And you have another universe, and it's in another folder. Okay? And you just make those copies, right? But then you just put one on hold. You let one evolve, you know, 100 or 1,000 years. Now you've got two universes, and you can cut and paste between the two. So you just...
Mm-hmm.
The process would be like, okay, let's move someone from universe number two, that is the future, into universe number one, which is the one that is currently evolving. Therefore, no timeline is really being changed there in the original universe. But as Gene says, as soon as you insert that new person into that universe, then another one branches off from there with the people that are involved in it. Because it has to. There's no other way that it can take place.
That's a good argument for the computer simulation theory.
Exactly.
But this isn't the computer simulation theory. It's simply the fact that we go on into the future and find the key to being able to come back.
Right.
And we probably don't change anything because we always do it. But it's fresh every time.
It can't be, though. If it's fresh, then you're starting another universe, right?
Well,
another one has
fresh,
to branch off from there.
No, we're having the snapshot of the eternal now. We're in the eternal now each time, but it's been done before. But never mind, let's move on.
Right, if it's been done before, then the future is already written. This is the logic, right? The thing is, okay, if there can be a future that already exists, then it's already been done, right? It has to be. There can't be any other way. because nobody could come back to the from the future if the future didn't already exist.
Yes,
and if nothing changes, if nothing changes in that process, then destiny is a logical consequence. There can't be any other way. If things are going to change, the only way they could change is by when something comes back from the future to a certain point in time that it branches off another universe and carries on with the evolution of that one with whatever changes the person from the future made.
Yes, Dr. Sarfati does feel an imperative to create low-power warp. And he's probably done it before, a causal loop.
Diane, I hate to interrupt you because we're down to like one segment in a minute here. Low power warp. Now, when we think of warp, we think engage. It's warp factor 7. And it's kind of like, it's not 7 times the speed of light. It's much more complicated. What is low power warp? In 30 seconds or less.
It involves metamaterials, which are coming, saying that science is using for cloaking. We're using it today for cloaking military advanced aircraft. It's incorporated into the skin of a craft in nano. There would be lattices of metamaterial, like Russian dolls, of different scales. And then the Tic Tacs, like the Nimitz and Roosevelt experience, likely have outer skins in which these exotic quantum materials are inbuilt. And it's impossible to do this in a brief amount of time.
Let's continue this in our next segment, final segment. Diane Tessman, Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Diane Testman, as we talk about low power warp, this is not a propulsion system, then?
It is. Metamaterials have strange electromagnetic properties. They form a latticework kind of structure. Technically, it means you can send an EM field into metamaterial. It can develop negative energy density, and that will cause anti-gravity. But the problem is, even though negative energy density is formed inside a metamaterial, it is too weak of a field. We would need a Jupiter-sized amount of energy, or we did need that much. But Dr. Sarfati, with his low-power warp, feels that he has discovered a way to use less energy, because warping space, the problem has always been it takes so much energy. So the metamaterial space-time gets less stiff inside the metamaterial, which can easily be warped with tiny amounts of electromagnetic stress energy current densities.
By the way, there's a book out there, if you go online, from Jack Sarfati, which is called Low Power Warp Drive for Dummies. And I hope there's also a version called Low Power Warp Drive for Supreme Dummies, because that would make it a lot easier. But that's what the book is. I'm looking here at the whatever it is. It would be nice to have a better way of traveling, because the way we do is so inefficient, and is low power warp drive means that doesn't use a lot of energy? Is it free energy or what?
It's the metamaterials are the key, because they have strange electromagnetic properties that use a very small amount. The stiffness of space-time becomes more fluid. Refraction becomes large. The speed of light becomes small. There is formed a warp bubble around the craft with zero G-force inside. A very small amount of energy is then used. The amount of energy used has always been the stumbling block of warping space-time. But low-power warp solves this. So he feels that the Tic Tacs that did the incredible maneuvers, the pilot or the system operating the Tic Tac, which was probably artificial conscious intelligence, he feels. It's a far-field electromagnetic. Whoops, now I got a cat in the middle of my. anyway.
Maybe the cat has a theory. Maybe the cat has a theory.
Well, you know, Sarfati has been, he's a maverick, but he really is brilliant, and he's been around a long time. I mean, he's been connected with the CIA, and the he's gone to the best schools, and he knew all the Richard Feynman and all the famous physicists. He was the hippie that changed quantum physics, or one of the hippies that changed quantum physics. There was a book, a bestseller on that. So I know that it's kind of easy to take him lightly, but I don't think he should be taken lightly. However, if this isn't the key, I think we'll get the key to time travel. I just have that much confidence in us.
Well, it would certainly be a lot of fun if we can do it, depending on the consequences. I just hope that we don't end up like the Wave Rider in the Legends of Tomorrow TV show. Have you ever seen that, Diane?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's DC Comics, if anyone is interested. And the Wave Rider is a spaceship. It's kind of like a glorified TARDIS, except it's not bigger on the inside than on the outside. It's a
right,
pretty traditionally
yeah.
shaped spacecraft that can go either through time or space. And it's where it goes through time where things get messed up. Why are we so fascinated with time travel? Is it because we just want to fix the errors of the past? That would keep us going full time.
No, why are we so fascinated with ETs and UFOs? Because they're there, I guess. And again, I don't think we're fixing anything. I think this is the normal flow of things, not to get into that again. I think there is a consciousness bridge between the past, the present, and the future. Of course, we're always in the eternal now, but, you know, we do genealogy research, and we maybe find out that our grandmother was survived the Irish famine, the potato famine. She maybe came to Ellis Island, and maybe she inspires us. We didn't know these things about our ancestors. And there's got to be a bridge to the future, which I think is why Star Trek has always been so popular, and why perhaps the best of Star Trek isn't all about space wars and stuff like that, but science fiction plots that make sense, that ask questions about us. So I think the future makes us ask questions about ourselves, including stuff like nuclear, the use of nonchalant use of nuclear energy. While there's clean nuclear energy, what happens when the ocean rises a bit? Because nuclear plants are always based on rivers or some kind of water input. So I think it's consciousness comes into play because, you know, what does it mean to be a species? We don't even think of that. We're so sort of segregated one from the other, whether it's by religion or race or politics. And the fact is we are moving through space-time on this rock. We're supposed to be the sentient species of this little planet. And there's a huge lesson to be learned here, or not lesson, but a sense of our evolution and the fact that evolution does happen, does exist, and that we're going to be in the future or we're not going to be in the future.
Okay, Future Humans and the UFOs is the book. Diane, do you plan on any subsequent books on this subject or some new stuff? What?
I'm still fascinated with the subject. I think it's the answer to quite a bit. But right now, I'm just enjoying time on my cat sanctuary. I have 10 acres. They were my best friends when I was a little girl. So when I came back and bought the land, I wanted to do something for them. So this county has no shelter, which is pretty bad on the county. So I've got 51 cats currently, not all in the house. On 10 acres, I have a big barn, and I'm doing that, and I'm remaining in isolation. I'm not going out, and I'm blessed not to to have to go back out, and I'm not planning anything right now.
If we want to find out more of the things you do, where do we go?
I have a website at www.earthchangepredictions.com, and I started a teen time travel website, but I discovered I'm not a very good website builder. But it's got some good, interesting stuff on it. It's just not built correctly. And I put out my publications, Spiritual and Earth Change Messages, and I will send a free publication online to anyone who asks of my Change Times Quarterly. You can contact me through Earth Change Predictions, my main website. There's a contact path there. And just enjoying being alive, I guess, and trying to avoid the virus.
The book is Future Humans and the UFOs, and you can get it at all the usual offenders, Amazon, etc., or check the website from Flying Disc Press, because they have so many really good books, Philip Mantle. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find branded merchandise for the Paracast if you go to theparacast.shop, four kinds of branded merchandise. We also have the Paracast Plus, special 40% discount for as long as we have to deal with this pandemic. What that means is for prices beginning at $1.50, for $30 for the entire year, $4 a month, etc., etc., you get this show free of the network ads. You also get the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next, and quite often we don't either. For more information and to take advantage of those new prices, it's theparacast.plus. We also now offer gift subscriptions. Check it out, theparacast.plus. Diane Tessman, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.